If you don't control reality, reality will control you. Transurfing is an extremely powerful tool for creating your own reality. My name is Dennis and this is Transurfing World, where you learn transurfing techniques and concepts that can be applied into your own reality. Be welcome. Welcome back to Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to tap into the topic called Dependent Relationships. This is the continuation of our previous episode when we started talking about chapter number 4 of the book Reality Transurfing Steps 1 to 5. So in this chapter, I want to focus on entirely on this topic called Dependent Relationships, which is part of chapter 4 of the book. I believe this concept is powerful and it's going to help you to become more aware of your relationship, you as a human being. Once you open your heart and open your mind and you realize what's going on at an energetic level on the outside, you can do something to change it. You can do something to tune your reality into a different trace where you manifest whatever you want in life, where no excess potential is created. I'm going to break down that here in this episode, so stay tuned. So when we talk about dependent relationships, the first thing you need to understand is what's love, you know, at an energetic level. What is love? What's unconditional love? And according to Transurfing, unconditional love is admiration without worship or need or the need to possess. Let me repeat that. Unconditional love is admiration without worship or the need to possess. So when you create dependent relationships, long story short, you are creating excess potential. And you're radiating this energy out and you are creating this distortion within, if that makes sense. So love, in the first place, generates positive energy which carries you onto corresponding lifelines, positive lifelines, loving lifelines, all right? So on the other hand, idealization creates excess potential, generating balanced forces intent on mitigating its impact. What do I mean with this? In the book, Baden Zealand mentions this example. Let's say you are walking around like a beautiful garden or like a beautiful jungle, right? And you see plenty of beautiful flowers and you smell them and like everything is great. You are having a great time. You are living in the present moment, right? You are enjoying yourself here. But the moment when you start trying to create a dependent relationship between you and nature, and let's say you start to pick up the flowers, gripping them in your hands, you know, forgetting that they are alive, and you know, suddenly the flowers start to die, right? So when you do this, you create this idealizing feeling within, right? This is not, and remember that what unconditional love is admiration without worship or the need to possess, all right? So when you love someone, let's talk about relationships, and you love someone and you start demanding things, right? You gotta be like this. If you do this, I'll do that. You know, if you do this for me, I can help you with that. And you have to be like this, you have to be like that, you have to follow these rules, you have to do like that, I don't like that. And you start, you know, creating these stereotypes between your partner. And then you start creating dependency. That's the point. When you create this idealization concept within the relationship, like, you create excess potential. And we talked about excess potential in the previous episode. And you create excess potential so you don't live in balance with yourself. So the relationship will turn out toxic. And you will feel like within. I don't know if you've ever been, you know, to this situation with your partner. But in my case, it's like when you have a partner and the relationship is toxic, you feel it inside. And sometimes we feel attracted to the physical side of the person, right? But we do not measure the energetic level. We become blind to what's going on in the energetic field. Everything is energy, right? And energy is not something that you can actually see with your eyes, but you can feel it. You can feel the energy. You can feel discomfort when the relationship is not going well, and you create this excess potential, right? So eventually, when you create this dependent relationship, not just with your love partner, let's say with your friends, with your family, with your dad, your mom, right? And you start imposing these rules, these behaviors on them, and you start demanding from them, and you kind of like want to win over the situation. What you're doing is creating excess potential. This is important. You're creating energy that it's not going to add up to your comfort, to your reality. It's just going to create a distortion. It's going to create incoherence between heart and mind. So whenever you are you are in a relationship, you have to be awake. You have to open your heart, open your eyes, become aware every single time you interact with someone in your external environment, be it your family, your partner, your teacher, whoever, right? You have to start analyzing how you handle relationships. And what's your perspective? What's your take on the relationship? Because if you create this excess potential and then you are like, at the end, you don't enjoy the relationship because you're creating excess potential. You are creating at some point like a toxic environment. And that's not what you want, because what we want to do in transurfing is we want to create from the heart and from the mind in unity. We don't want to create distortion. We don't want to create incoherence between our heart and our mind. We don't want to create excess potential, because at the end, this is what causes the incoherence between heart and mind, when you create excess potential. And the first step, as I always say, it's to be aware. Like, instead to be reactive every single time you encounter with anybody, you make new friends, whenever you like hang out with your friends or with your family, be aware of your behavior, not just like at a psychological level, but also at an energetic level. Analyze how you feel and why you are imposing this kind of behaviors on other people. Once you understand this, and once you realize, you will see that you create a more like a more comfortable environment among your relationships, your friendships, your family, your relatives, anybody. It's the same with things. You know, as I've said, everything in this world is energy. And pretty much what you're seeing in your external environment, it's pretty much like energy interacting with one another, right? Even thoughts. Your thoughts are important, and your thoughts create certain waves of energy. At the moment you understand this and you are aware of this, you can do something to change your vibration, your energetic field. You can do something about it. So whenever you have a relationship, again, it's not just like personal relationships, but also with things. Sometimes we attribute too much importance to things. We create dependent relationships. We like money so much, right? And we create dependent relationships. And money is another whole topic that we will talk about in a further episode. But again, it's like anything. The core idea of this topic, dependent relationships, is to understand that the moment you create dependency between you and whatever or whoever, you are creating excess potential. You have to learn how to live in the moment. Don't create stereotypes with your family, with your friends, with your partner, with things. Don't say like, if you do this, I will do that. Like, if you create this, if you behave like this, I will behave like that. You are creating dependency. And when you do this, you can just feel it. Just close your eyes and feel how you feel. And imagine like all the energy that's being wasted, all the negative energy you are creating, all the excess potential you are creating, and at the end, this is going to create distortion between heart and mind. You understand this and you stop creating dependent relationships. Sometimes it's hard because we are so accustomed to viewing life in a certain way and to treating our relationships in a certain way because that's how we've been wired. But the moment we open our eyes and we realize and we become aware, we can do something to change. Dependent relationships will create excess potential, right? In short, is that dependent relationships will create excess potential, will create distortion between heart and mind. Be like the person who walks around who a beautiful garden, a beautiful jungle, or a beautiful, you know, environment, and just enjoys the moment. When you're present, when you're like enjoying the moment and you do not hold on to things or onto people, and you can free up energy and you free yourself, and you got more energy to create, you got more energy to lead to that's going to help you with your dream reality. If that makes sense. So the whole concept here, again, is just you don't create dependent relationships. You become aware of it and you let go. You enjoy the moment. You are present. In Buddhism, like meditation, it's all about that. When you meditate, you are present. You are living the eternal now. There is eternity in the present moment. So the moment you realize that and you become aware and you enjoy the moment and you cease, when you walk, when you eat, when you do whatever and you're fully present, when you're present in the moment, you are driving energy towards yourself. Energy, positive energy that can be used to create. But when you create dependent relationships, you create imbalance, you create distortion, if that makes sense. All right, so that's today's topic, dependent relationship, and this topic is part of chapter number 4 of reality transurfing. If you want to follow along, you can do so. I'm rereading the book Reality Transurfing steps 1 to 5, and every single time I read this book, it blows my mind away, and I never stop learning. So this is the 3rd or 4th time I read the book, and I keep learning from it. So in the next episode, we're gonna keep tapping into chapter number 4 of Reality Transurfing. And if you got any question, again, just reach out to me. I would be more than glad to help you out. We all try here to learn, to experience. I've been experiencing with reality transurfing for over 4 years, and my life has changed drastically for good. All right. So just try these methodologies, these techniques into your own life, and you will see how your reality is going to change, how everything is going to manifest differently once you understand how energy works and how everything is pretty much interactions among energies. And once you understand how the game is played, once you understand certain rules, you don't have to understand it all. once you understand certain rules, you can do something to change your vibration, to change your energy, and you will see how your life is going to turn out amazing. Trust me. All right, so thank you so much for listening again to Transurfing World. I hope you have a great day, and I will see you in the next episode. Take care and bye-bye.